Hare Krishna. We will continue with the Damodar Leela, this time not so tired as yesterday. We have heard how Krishna protested at the attempts of Mother Yashoda to bind him. He had screamed really loud, "Rohini! Where have you gone with Balaram? Because you are not here, she's binding me up. Please come quickly." And all the neighbor ladies heard this and laughed and laughed and laughed and asked Yashoda, "Has he done anything wrong at your house?" And Mother Yashoda was so much, she was in her bath, she didn't even respond to the neighbors. She attempted to bind her son, but she found no end. Then, when Krishna saw her tiring, he agreed to be tied up, and magically, the very first two ropes which Yashoda used, both had come from her dress, were sufficient to bind him up. So Mother Yashoda showed harshness to him to teach him, and then went to do her household chores while the other women were just laughing and laughing. She then called some boys and told them, "Go to my kanai, be around him and protect him." After the women had left, he pretended to cry for a while, but then he became very joyful because he thought, "I will move this mortar to many places." Though he was tied up with great face, being surrounded by the boys, he played with them while smiling. And he moved the mortar bit by bit while all these little boys laughed. He then had them go to the empty houses of the women, because the women were around, and steal the butter from these empty houses which was hanging in pots. But he did not desire to free himself from the mortar because he wanted the joy of pulling the mortar. Then his glance fell on the two Jamala Arjuna trees, which were situated near the town gate. The winds, or the leaves of these two trees were dancing in the wind. And gradually, step by step, he made his way towards those trees. Snigdha Kanta was describing all this, and he wanted to describe the incident of breaking the two trees, but he did not want to show only the Lord's power, but something else. There was another point, not the power of the Lord, something else, which we will soon hear. So Krishna went along the path between those two trees, but the path was narrow between the trees, and thus the mortar became stuck. Then, with the desire to pull down these two trees, he started pulling hard. At that time, a terrible sound arose from the trees, a very loud and frightening sound. And then he pulled the two trees down. The inhabitants of Brajas, every one of them, except for the deaf, could not maintain their composure when they were hearing this sound. In other words, they fell down and they were lying senseless on the floor. Senseless on the floor for 48 minutes. What was astonishing in in all of this was that Krishna may have had broken the two trees, which were as hard as thunderbolts, but there was one thing he could not break. That was the bondage of affection he had with his mother. In other words, he was still bound. Poets have sung about this. I praise the child who is cared for by the women of Braj. He has a dark complexion and his ankle bells jingle. He gives joy when he crawls. He produced a rough sound when he pulled the mortar over the earth. His eyes became restless at the curious, thunderous sound of the falling Arjuna trees. Hearing the fearful sound of the falling trees, the inhabitants remained in a fainted condition for a muhurta. I hope that's right, 48 minutes. Now I'm not so sure. Yes, it's two praharas. Yes, it must be. Only the boys around Krishna did not faint. Krishna had protected their ears and wanted to be joyful with them, so they were not fainting. Experiencing the heights of sweetness of his pastimes, they did also not become frightened and remained immobile like painting pictures. They did not. They moved about, they joked, they were happy, they were not at all impressed. Hearing that sound from far off, the other villagers who were not nearby speculated on its origin and went towards the place. They came all at the same time, full of anxiety, and they conversed with each other. How have these trees fallen without wind, without rain, without thunderbolts, without an attack by elephants? How is it possible for someone to uproot the trees when there's no one here? For that reason, everyone must have fainted on hearing that loud sound. They noticed, however, that Krishna was near the trees and that he was smiling. They were pulling the mortar. He was pulling the mortar and was experiencing great bliss in his actions. So they surrounded him. These are the villagers from far off villages, not from nearby. They had not been leveled to the ground by this loud sound because it was a far distance away when they heard it. So they were surrounding him and asked, how did this happen? Then Nanda Maharaj came from behind. When Krishna saw Nanda, he began crying. His frightened father did not want to show his worry, and therefore he smiled in order to comfort the child and untied him. Repeatedly kissing the child's face, he again and again asked, what had happened? Where is the rascal? Then he noticed, my God, the child is bound up. He asked, where is the rascal who has tied you to the mortar? Krishna, who's very attached to his father, came very close and whispered in his ear, oh father, mother did this. After Yashoda had recovered from the fainting, she was repenting what she had done, and she told Nanda everything. Thus, he already knew when he came, but he did not want to say anything suddenly to Krishna while alone with him. So he again turned to the boys now. This time he asked them about details. Tell me, how has this happened? The boys spoke up. Krishna went between the two trees in order to go to a wider space for playing. And he pulled the immovable mortar by its base in a crooked manner. Sometimes he went left, sometimes right. It was him who produced the cracking sound in the trees. And then suddenly he made them fall to the ground. Remember, first there was this terrible sound. It was when they were cracking. Then two people came out of the tree like fires. They were decorated with bracelets, with crowns and earrings, and they offered respects in all directions. Then they praised Krishna, and then the two departed for the north. Hearing this, all the people with parental feelings, including Nanda, said to them, "You are children, you're talking something, it can't be." Others, however, felt it was true. Gradually, one by one, all people came and joined Nanda. Holding Krishna to his chest, Nanda went to the Yamuna River to perform his daily rites. He took a bath with his son, father and son, in the Yamuna, and he had brahmanas chant auspicious prayers. And after dismissing them with great gifts, he returned to his house to take his morning meal. So we will stop here for a moment and return to this one thing which is commented upon very frequently. It's an incident. It says Krishna had broken the two Arjuna trees. There were the devatas inside of them, and there is a great secret about these two, which will come out a little later. He was there. The little boys whom he had protected, because he wanted to play with them and not see them in a fainting condition. They were laughing, but Krishna was not laughing. He was thinking something else. He was thinking, "It's funny, I have broken the boys, the trees. It's funny, I have broken the trees. How strange it is that I have also freed these two fallen devatas who were in the tree. I have actually broken the bonds of their karma, which is more difficult to break iron chains or chains of titan steel. I have actually freed them from the curse of Narada Muni. I have made the strongest of all forces undone. But there is one thing here. I'm still bound by the small ropes, by the strings which my mother uses to tie her hair up. And I don't want to break them, because I know that Mother Yashoda acted only out of love for me, out of concern that my character would become crooked if I steal all the time. And I'm not willing to break these bonds of love." During this Kartik Vrata, one of my meditations happens to be something which Burijan Prabhu said when we opened the retreat center, and that is that Krishna is a person who is interested in personal dealings by his devotees. So as we chant and as we do all this, these things, some of them are tapasyas, we should remember that it's not about us doing this and that and reaching that impossible number of rounds and so on. No, that would be very self-centered. Here the object of meditation would be still the aham ameti, I, me and mine, which is a bondage that binds us to samsara. The better meditation is, let us be personal with Krishna. Let us glorify him. Let us praise him for his acts which are so uncommon and so special. Let us become his devotees life after life and throw our hands in the air and chant, Shri Shri Radha Damodar Ki Jai.